join UnitedWeStrike.com radio on the second Saturday of every month for our live international radio marathon. Don't buy, don't comply, ask why.
And welcome back, everyone, to UnitedWeStrike.com radio marathon for May 14th, 2011. I am Matt Navarro. I'll be hosting the next hour, the New World Order Report with Dr. Gwen Scott. You'll want to stick around for that. We'll be talking or focusing on Morgellons disease or Morgellons, the phenomenon of Morgellons, how it's not a disease is perhaps a misnomer. She has a lot of information on what this stuff is and how we can take steps to mitigate their effects on our bodies because as she'll describe, it's in every human being on the planet, and it's infecting more than just what we know. And it's a very important part of the genocidal agenda of New World Order, so you need to hear this information. So we'd like you to stick around for that. What we had scheduled for this hour was a discussion with Kendra Arneson about what BP has done to the Gulf Coast, the continued poisoning of the people there, and what's going on with the people who actually helped to clean up and their health issues and the health issues of all the people down there at the Gulf and this continuing crisis, but we can't get a hold of her, and we've lost our connection with Karen as well. So we're going to have another... Right, so we're going to continue our discussion here with Vinny and Mitch, and we'll... and Rick, our great producer. We'd like to thank Rick Margetz out in the UK for producing the show this afternoon. He's done a wonderful job in spite of the situation. You know, producing is not easy, and it can get pretty hectic, and Rick's done a great job. So thanks a lot, Rick. But we'll just continue our discussion on the New World Order, as I like to say it is, what it is, and maybe get our international guest perspective on how it affects us. Gentlemen, welcome back.
Well, we're talking about the BP Gulf oil spill and how it kind of ties into the New World Order agenda of depopulating the earth, spreading heaps of chemicals like Corexit 9500 all over the place. And the evidence points to a BP false flag. There's an article in here that we wrote last year. And basically, have a look at these anomalies. Sales of shares and stocks in days and weeks beforehand. The Halliburton Link, they had the acquisition of a cleanup company days before the explosion, and BP reports cites undocumented tampering with well sealing equipment, and also the government is using the disaster to push for a carbon tax. Okay, so troubling evidence surrounding the Deepwater Horizon explosion on April 20th suggests that the incident could have been manufactured. And, of course, there were people who were saying that they saw Blackwater operatives who visited the rig and then disappeared from the rig moments before this massive freaking disaster. And to my mind, it's like, I don't know, there's that conspiracy theory assumption, and I want to use the word conspiracy theory in a positive way, of course, that any big, bad event or something in the intelligence community is automatically assumed to be enemy action, okay? It's usually, in the real world, you talk about the first thing is an isolated incident, the second thing that happens is possibly a coincidence, and the third thing that happens is definitely enemy action. But in the intelligence services, the first thing that happens is treated as enemy action, and that's precisely what I think is going on here. Now, the ownership of BP, I believe it's owned by the royal family to a certain extent, isn't it? I'm not 100% sure on the details of that, but in my mind, if a company the size of BP...
Hey, Vinny, we're not on the air. We're not on the air.
Join youhavetreadonme.com radio on icradionetwork.com Mondays, Saturdays, and Sundays at 6 p.m. Pacific.
Welcome back to United with Strike. Hopefully we're coming through a little bit better now. Apologies for that. We had some issues. I'm here, Rick Margetz. I'm here with Vincent at the moment. Mitch is on in the background. We're having a few Skype issues. Looks like we've lost Karen for a little while, so we're going to carry on. So
I blame Microsoft. you know, I can't abide by that business, you know, because I guess I use a Mac, you know, I'm just part of that that whole cult. But you know, we were talking about the Gulf of Oil Kano incident, or at least that's how I've called it. And you know, the problem is that the corporation BP essentially managed to get control over the government because they screwed up. You know, it's like, hey, you guys have polluted the entire Gulf Coast. It's probably going to take like 50 years or something like that for us to clean it up, maybe even 100. So, you know what the best thing to do is after you failed so catastrophically? Let's put you in charge of the cleanup.
And they let them get away with that, too. And you know, what they've done to these folks down there is criminal. Maybe you know about what BP did as far as buying up boats and sending people out there to work in this stuff, telling them the corrects it was fine. Do you know about that stuff?
No, not specifically. Fill me in.
Well, apparently they hired these boat captains to go out and help with the cleanup, paid them money, and then told them the corrects it was fine. And these folks took their money, went back to try to go back to their lives. And they're now suffering some pretty severe illnesses, and they're spending their money not to better their life, but just to stay alive. And they're not getting the medical attention they need. It's a real horror story down there.
Well, you know, horror story doesn't even come close to it. I mean, we've got reports in from the Intel Hub that something like 100,000 people in the communities all across the Gulf Coast are coming down and showing up with corrects at 9500 in their blood, you know. And then when rainstorms come through, there's oil slicks all over the road and everything like that, because all the oil's getting picked up, you know, in the clouds, and they're just dumping on the land. And this is not good, you know. And people think that the crisis is over. It's far from over, you know. And I'm sure people have said that before, but in my opinion, because I haven't seen any evidence to the contrary, the oil is still gushing out. You know, Anatoly Segalevich, who was hired by BP and to come over from Russia, he's one of the world's freediving champions, popped down in a submarine there to check the seabed for stress cracks. Not only did he find stress cracks, but he found that oil and volcanic material was spewing out of up to 19 cracks within a 20 to 50 mile radius of the wellhead site. Okay. Now, to my knowledge, what they've done in the mainstream media is show us a picture of a wellhead. Don't know what wellhead it was. Haven't confirmed it or whatever to my mind anyway. That wasn't spewing out oil everywhere like it was before. And so,
right, how do we know?
Like, yeah,
it could be like a Bin Laden photo. You know, it could. Here's what we filmed, you know, 3 years ago from another wellhead site. How do we know that's authentic? You know.
Yeah, and the fact still remains that we have reports coming out daily that corrects at 9500 is still being dropped in huge amounts. You know, we've got ships out there, we've got planes flying over, we've got communities getting sprayed, we've got people getting sick all over the place. We've got reports of cleanup crews that come in the middle of the night down to you know, Pensacola Beach and all of that kind of stuff to bury all the big tar balls and everything that have washed up during the night, you know, and to as soon as any wildlife, for example, turns up on the beach, and this is a very interesting clandestine operation here. In the middle of the night, there's people actually roving the beaches with flashlights and bin bags, looking specifically for animals. Okay, and they grab them, toss them in the bags, and then take them away. Now, one would wonder, what's the problem with that? You know, you can't have dead, rotting, oil-covered animals on the beaches. And they're right. You can't have that. Because if you do, that means that BP can be liable for killing the local wildlife. So what they do is they send their people in to cover it up. You know, and this is the same thing that goes on and on. Exxon Valdez, Fukushima, Chernobyl, every single massive environmental problem that's ever been caused with the involvement of some kind of company involves also an enormous cover-up. And that's what we have going on here with a huge, inordinate amount of suffering, not only economically, but health-wise, of the people of the Gulf states.
Right, and you would wonder why, or at least I wonder why, none of the environmental groups are saying anything about this. You have to notice their absence in all of this. You know, where's the Greenpeace screaming, hey, we're contaminating a whole vast ocean here? Where's the, you know, Friends for the Wildlife Fund? And where are all these activist groups that are supposedly environmentalists? You know, here is this destruction of a whole ecosystem down there, killing not only the people, but, you know, the wildlife and all the sea simultaneously, and they're absent. They're nowhere to be found, okay?
Yeah.
And this ought to illustrate to people that part of the New World Order system is to control its opposition by having it funded by you, because you have all the money in the world to be able to do this. And you have them stand down so the idiots that follow these people that actually think they're good organizations will stand down as well.
Yeah, well, that's absolutely true. You know, you have to control your opposition in order to manage the public's perception. And what people don't realize is that a lot of these big World Wildlife Fund and Greenpeace, for example, they were either set up by or are currently funded and controlled by globalists and New World Order servants. So it's no wonder that they're not doing anything that they say that they're supposed to be doing, because that's the exact modus operandi of any New World Order affiliated organization, is to deny with your mouth what you're doing with your hands. And where all these Greenpeace people are now, they got all these Euro trash here in New Zealand. I mean, have you noticed this in your neck of the woods, how Greenpeace just employs a whole Shiite Muslim load of foreigners to come in and say, hey, why don't you sign on to this? We've got to reduce those carbon emissions. And as soon as you say, no, sorry, man, I don't want to sell out my country to international foreign banks, and they automatically get angry and wide-eyed with you and go, oh, you don't care about the environment, you don't care about the future, you just think everybody should die. And I say, well, actually, no. I do care about the environment. I do care about the future, which is why I refuse to support a globalist organization like Greenpeace, which even the founder of Greenpeace said within 5 years was taken over completely by Marxists. Okay? That's the whole idea here. I don't support world government. I don't support taxation on life itself. And I don't support basically making everybody feel guilty for using the technology that we're only allowed to have, because all the better technology that would make all these oil companies obsolete has been suppressed under national security. Okay, it's not just such a simple, hey, look, you know, you're doing bad stuff to the environment. I don't like you very much. You need to, like, go into a nice hole and die or something because I'm wearing a green shirt. And it's just like, well, mate, you're red underneath your skin just like I am, because we've both got blood coursing through our veins and we both need a planet to live on. And quite frankly, I'd rather live on a planet that has really nice, happy, healthy people who want to live free rather than a whole bunch of psychotic Marxists who think that the world should be an enslaved society culture for the good of the environment. Okay? That's basically it.
Right. Hey, thanks, Vinny. We'd like to bring on now one of our co-hosts and partners here at UnitedWeStrike.com to get his perspective on things. We'd like to welcome Detlef from WakeNews.com, who hosted his section of the German speaking section of our show this morning. Welcome back, Detlef.
Yeah, hi, Matt. This is Detlef of Wake News Radio, and my website actually is wakenews.net, not .com, but just by the way.
I mean, sorry about that, buddy.
Never mind,
so,
you know.
Yeah, we're talking about the New World Order and, you know, what happened with BP down there at the Gulf and this ongoing tragedy. What has been your perspective on that topic from your side of the world, Detlef?
Well, it's a disaster. It's a man-made disaster. I mean, you know, you can call me conspirator or something like that, but I'm definitely sure it was all planned, because, you know, they want to split up the U.S. continent, if you want to. You know, the New Madrid fault line from the Gulf of Mexico up to the northern Great Lakes. They want to make this a new waterway, right? Because they want to bring up their New World Order. And you may have studied this. They basically prepared everything for that. And they announced the breakup of the fault you know, during the NLE, which is now taking place. And the water will help them to get the ships directly to the ports in the city, in the inner parts of the U.S. You know,
well,
the,
so is this part of a depopulation? Is this part of a depopulation program to depopulate the Gulf Coast there and along the Mississippi Valley to get that waterway implemented? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, they're flooding already. I mean, they broke up all the levees around the Mississippi. They're flooding now. The
right,
whole
right, they're doing that. Yeah,
it's on purpose.
Right, and yeah. And the dropping of the Corexit on the folks is a depopulation program, from my estimation, because they know it's got to be killing them, and they're not giving them the attention, and they're covering it up. And to me, that is a definition of a depopulation program. It's genocide is what they're doing.
Yeah. I mean, and people forget the contaminating abilities of oil. You know, 1 liter of oil can contaminate a quarter of a million liters of water. So we're talking about a million liters of water being contaminated for every gallon of oil that comes out. And when the Gulf oil Cano crisis seemed to be at its peak, mainstream media reports were coming out, oh, it's like 100,000 barrels a day. Oh, it's actually a million. Oh, it's actually 9 million barrels a day. And it's just like, far out, man. How bad can this possibly get? And it was actually the Gulf of Oil Cano crisis that really kind of made me sit bolt upright in bed one morning and just go, right, there is nothing else to lose here. I'm going to start going full on into radio and website and get information about all of the stuff, because people need to know, because it's incredibly dangerous, and all the very, very important information that people should be aware of is being covered up.
Yes, exactly. And your website helps to expose all of this, right? I mean, you do a real good job of collecting this kind of information.
Yeah, I do bilingual, if you want to, in German, obviously, as I'm from Switzerland, German origin, and in English as well. But, you know, the other issue is, because we were talking about Fukushima, you know, we were talking about New Madrid nukes coming off, too, because there are 20 or 25 nuclear power plants, I guess, around there.
If that happens, if they've got HAARP up and running now, and folks can go find it, if they do a search for what is it, some kind of magnetometer. I'll find it here in a minute. But if they Google the magnetometer that's out there at HAARP, it is currently running, and it's the same kind of signature that was observed prior to the Japan earthquake and other earthquakes.
Right.
So with the White House's announcement yesterday that we should be vigilant of another New Madrid fault earthquake in this magnitude of the 9 scale, with all those nuclear plants in that vicinity, it is not unfathomable that they could also go into this meltdown status like Fukushima, and this could be a life-extinguishing event for the human race.
Yeah, I mean, I had Steve Quayle on my show, and we were talking about the sort of idea of apocalypse, and my theory was that the New World Order is using the Book of Revelations as a playbook so that they can get all the Christians worldwide to kind of stand down and say, oh, well, it's the apocalypse, there's nothing we can do about it, we'll get raptured, it'll be all sweet ass. And one main point in it, the Rastafarian friend of mine told me, he's a singer or whatever, he said that basically, in the Bible it says that a third of the life in the oceans will die, and human life will be as rare as gold, And it was something along the lines of when you have a look at the Gulf of Oil Cano incident and the amount of fish kill that was going on all the way up the Gulf Coast, all the way up the eastern seaboard, and then eventually what we had is a lot of reports coming in from all over the world as well, like from Bolivia and Brazil and even Pakistan, where huge amounts of sea life were just washing up all dead. And now we have this Fukushima incident where apparently now 90% of the Pacific Ocean is contaminated. So, the next time you want to go get a nice bit of grilled halibut at a restaurant or something, take a Geiger counter with you. Or rather, just don't eat fish at all. And what this is going to do is it's going to force people to consume products that are mostly done on land. But thanks to Fukushima anyway, most of the farmland and everything in the United States is now contaminated with iodine that's radioactive anyway. So it's like, crap, we're all screwed, we're all effed, it's just a frickin' disaster. You know, and
It is.
You know?
We'll have to freak out. Well, I don't know about appropriate to freak out, but it is appropriate to become aware and try to do what we here at UnitedWeStrike.com do every second Saturday of the month, is bring people on who are aware of the situation and can inform you and your families on how to take action and the kinds of things you need to do to resist this. And like next hour, we'll be talking to Dr. Gwen Scott about Morgellons and how to alleviate some of the effects of Morgellons on us, because, you know, even without Fukushima, we still have this phenomenon of chemtrailing, and Morgellons is the very overlooked portion of that phenomenon. Everyone focuses on the metals, the aluminum, the barium, the strontium. Okay, yeah, that's part of it, and that's very important to be aware of. You know, that's very toxic and poisonous, but the overlooked portion of that is the Morgellons, and it's not just a single phenomenon, and we'll get into that next hour, but part of what she'll be telling you is how to mitigate its effects so that you can remain healthy, because we're under such bombardment from the radiation now, and then the contaminated foods we ate, and the contaminated air we breathe, and the contaminated water. You know, if you want to go enjoy sushi, you're right, Vinny. You want to go enjoy sushi, just want to know how much radiation is there, just turn off the lights, or, you know, glow in the dark fish out to let you know.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I film dance club parties and stuff like that. And after the Fukushima incident, you know, they didn't need quite so many neon lights, I found.
Well, you know, that's another thing here. I mean, you're talking mainly from your point of view, but it's over here in Europe as well. You know, and the Swiss Army basically now collects all the Geiger counters from their soldiers. And the German government actually forbade to publish any data on radioactivity.
How wonderful! It's just, yeah, this week the EPA decided to turn off its radiation network, citing the decreasing levels of radiation coming from Fukushima, when indeed the levels are only increasing because they're in worse meltdown than they'll let us believe. You know, they're only telling us now that, yeah, the containment vessel in one actually did melt, and the molten stuff is now going through the floor. That what happened a month ago, and they knew it a month ago. They're just letting us know now what we already know. And the levels of radiation coming out of there is just off the charts. If you look at some of the forecasts that come out of the Norway Institute, where they just coincidentally turn off their forecast network this week, you know, some of their forecasts were just off the charts, full tilt, maximum radiation exposure for different, you know, contaminants. And the one that was just freaky was a cesium, I believe. It was a cesium forecast, and the high end of the scale, color scale, was purple. That was the maximum you could get. And the entire Pacific and the United States and Central America was just purple. One solid thing of purple. And it was, and so the EPA turns off their monitors. The German government forbids the release of information regarding radiation levels. This is crazy.
Yeah,
well, absolutely. And people's response when you tell them this information is equally as crazy as the cover-up. It's because of the... no, seriously.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, I go around, and I'm a very social person, and, you know, sometimes I kind of offend people when I go, "Hey, how's it going? Feel like dying of radiation today? Why don't you go out in the sun and soak up some rays?" It's beyond ruthless here. I mean, I'm pretty hardcore when it comes to the truth, you know. It's like, you don't have a conversation with me unless you're willing to be disillusioned and become miserable. But, the concept of like laughing about all.
It gives another meaning to catch and raise, that's for sure.
They're talking about aliens coming to down to Earth, but you know maybe that's all the radioactive people now.
Oh yeah,
does
yeah.
Look
yeah.
like aliens. I don't know.
And it gives a whole new meaning to raising your kids. You know, we're talking about generations and what's going to happen after this. I had a couple of guests on the show talking about the amount of contamination of the water supply and food supply worldwide just from this one big batch of Fukushima. So far, okay, we've got like some 18,000% above normal readings, and Massachusetts water supply came out with 47 times the amount of iodine-131 that's legally allowed. People in California, some people who have Geiger counters, to say they're going off the charts and they're bugging right out and all this kind of stuff. Right. You know, it's just absolutely out of this world, out of control, if we're all going to die kind of thing. And, they're basically correct. Because what we've got now is a total contamination of the world. Now, let's cast our minds back to Chernobyl. When they told people that the ground was perfectly safe to plant all your wheat and everything in, they were lying. And as a result, many people were dying. Lying equals dying. That's what we've got here. You know, it's fabulous, isn't it? How you can just BS everybody in order to get out of any kind of responsibility or telling them the truth because, oh, these people are too dumb to realize the truth. You know, we're just going to lie to them and make sure that they don't panic or anything so that we can get our world government exterminating forces in line and just make sure that all the food riot police that we hired in the EU, 50,000 last year, to basically suppress everybody and exterminate them anyway. You know, it's like we've got multiple agendas in play at the same time. So let's take the financial crisis, for example, the oil Kano crisis, the Fukushima crisis, the wars that the US is involved in, the Libyan crisis, the food shortages, water contamination. It's like a full spectrum F up of everything that human beings are supposed to live off is now becoming contaminated, is now becoming destroyed. And those people who refuse to listen, the people who have told me that, oh, this is depressing, I don't want to listen to it, they're going to die, okay? Yeah. Because they're not going to be able to protect themselves. They're not going to prepare for it, okay? And, you know, it's our responsibility.
They want to live there. Some of them I encounter, they want to live in that fantasy world because they're too afraid to be wrong. Their ego does not allow them to be wrong, and they're too afraid to think outside the box because bad things happen to people who live outside the box.
Right.
Yeah.
And you know, the Georgia Guidestone predictions or objectives will be more than fulfilled because there will be only maybe 5 to 15% staying alive.
Well, I think we'll get the Bee Gees onto it, you know, they'll do a remix. not staying alive.
Absolutely.
Because of Fukushima, it's gonna radiate your ass.
Well, we need to be caught. Conscious of this, and that's why we're here at UnitedWeStrike.com and doing what we do, trying to inform people and encourage people to empower themselves through taking action or inaction, as striking does, to pull out of that system and so they can help themselves stay healthy as much as possible. And, you know, we're under such an assault right now. How do you not get sick in some fashion because we're being bombarded from every angle, as you described, Vinny. So tell us a little bit about your radio show. You've mentioned that a couple of times. How do we listen in? How do you broadcast?
I broadcast simultaneously on AMFM affiliates around the world and also online. So if you go to AmericanFreedomRadio.com and have a look for the Vinnie Eastwood Show banner that comes along, and you can have a look at the list of affiliates. There's currently 26 AMFM affiliates worldwide. We've got a bunch in across 6 states of the U.S., and, of course, I'm always looking for more ones. Also, TNS Radio in Ireland carries my show. Affinity FM in Invercargill here in New Zealand. And I also believe Falcon Radio, Freedom, People's Freedom Radio or something like that in Finland. So the idea is basically we're all in a big deep hole, whether it be by media or by government, etc. It doesn't matter. All right. The ultimate thing is here, when the media won't do their job, don't get angry with them, just replace them. Because they're no longer relevant. They don't serve us anymore, okay? Yeah, nobody's listening to them. Nobody's listening to them either. I mean, their ratings are so, so low. Did you know, and this is a great stat to pull out of the hat here. Did you know that Chuck Norris and his Total Gym advertisement gets more viewers than Fox News?
That's good to know. Yeah. That's good to know, because people are that tells you that people are starting to see through that matrix. Maybe not enough of them as far as my likes would be, but, you know, people are starting to wake up, and hopefully through efforts like yours, through your radio show, and through ours here at United We Strike, and through what Detlef does, we can help to make people more aware. I always talk about planting seeds, you know, even if they're not ready to learn about all this, because it can be so overwhelming, just plant a seed, you know, show them, like I'll go at work and show somebody a video of WTC7 and just leave it at that, and I won't, you know, and let them make up their own mind of where to go with that, but just I'll plant a little seed like that so that somewhere down the line it will germinate, hopefully, and then they can go out and plant more seeds. Anyway, that's part of my objective and part of why I preach here on UnitedWeStrike.com. We need to do these things in order to help people save themselves, because humanity's existence is in balance.
Well, it's all about giving people the choice and the options that they need so that they can save themselves. I mean, how would you know that you're under threat unless the information was presented to you or you stumbled across it in some way? And when I was a bit younger, I started to watch documentaries online, and I started to really, really start watching them. Like, I was chewing through maybe one, two documentaries per day while I was working at my job for a major telecommunications corporation, and it became abundantly clear to me that every job that I'd ever had is basically completely undermined by this old New World Order system, because I began to get geometric amounts of knowledge about it. And unless people had made those documentaries, unless they had been uploaded to the internet for me to view, I may not have been able to wake up. And so I have to pay homage to that, because in my opinion, everything that's good in my life has been given to me. Been given to me for free, and so therefore the obligation becomes you have to give something back for free as well, without the expectation of reward. But you know, my father, he was a pretty astute businessman, and my thoughts are that the truth itself is in fact a profitable commodity now. We now have a growing audience, and those people do have money, and they are in fact willing to support people who stand up and actually put themselves out there on the airwaves, on the internet, to try and help wake people up. And in my experience, every time that I go out to film a public meeting or to film a protest or something along those lines, or do a radio show, getting copious quantities of people donating money, people who want to subscribe, people who want to get DVDs, people who want to do all this, and I don't even have to do anything, because they see the material that I've put out, and then they decide that, hey, this guy's worth supporting, so they support me. Now, in my opinion, that is precisely how every patriot, every activist should be treated by their surrounding community. Financially support them, because they spend all of their time that they could be working in some professional job but choose not to, because they understand that the time is near that humanity will experience total enslavement. Okay? And if we're well funded, well organized, and extremely independent, and we cannot have our income supplies cut off, it means that we are a much, much more formidable force. But what I find is that in the realms of business, truth doesn't seem to be one of those commodities that capitalized on, because the people who are involved in truth movements don't spend their time trying to make money, they spend their time trying to get the truth out. You know what I'm saying? And so my idea is to actually facilitate that which the activists can't do for themselves, and try and make them some money. You know, somebody's made a DVD, they haven't designed a DVD label, they don't have anywhere to sell it, okay, send me your information. I'll design your DVD cover for you, and I'll put it up for sale on my website so you can get some revenue for the fabulous work that you do. And the only people that would actually wind up buying it when they can get it for free online anyway are the people who support you and what you're doing. And I think that's what we really need now is a independent truth movement business community that acts much like the New World Order financial cartel. We act as a cartel in ourselves to destroy and to alienate every New World Order business that currently exists. Okay? So that way we've got a multifaceted agenda to face the multifaceted agenda that's against us. We deploy the tactic of the cactus. Every patriot and every truther in every country is like one big spine on a big fat cactus. Now, when anybody anywhere tries to put their foot down on that cactus, they're going to get pricked and pricked hard. And that's how we really need to act, is completely independent of each other, to support each other, so that we understand that our one common enemy, the New World Order, will try and screw us over at every turn. So that means that we have to help each other at every turn in order to defeat them. Or at least that's my opinion. I could be wrong.
That's what we advocate here. You know, we help each other out in the ways we can. And that's a pretty interesting business model, using, you know, the same tactics against them. But, you know, it's been done. People sell DVDs, books, T-shirts all the time, bumper stickers, and you know, having an outlet for other patriots to generate some income is probably a good idea. Maybe that's something we can talk about later offline.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and I suppose that we need to, I don't believe in being clandestine. It's because if it's out in the open, when people know that the second you purchase anything from this corporate entity, this big truther umbrella or something, you are supporting the fight against the New World Order. You know, what if we had truther supermarkets, truther schools, you know? That would be great, wouldn't it? How we had a school that's financed completely by donations from the truth community, so that a whole generation of children can come in and be taught the truth in school from day one, okay? So that way we wouldn't have all these retarded automatons that we have today that are educated in the public system, bored as heck, incapable of critical thinking, and incapable of lateral thinking, more to the point. Because when you're thinking literally and scientifically, there's only these small sort of aspects that you kind of get into, and there's only these small sort of aspects that you kind of get into, and there's only these small sort of aspects that you kind of get into, and there's only these small sort of aspects that you kind of get into, and there's only these small sort of aspects how they distract people. You focus on that one fly on the elephant rather than seeing the big elephant for what it really is, a big bull that's charging at you. You know, get it through your head, ladies and gentlemen. We are under attack in every conceivable way, so it means that we need to form alliances with everybody who is willing, okay? And we need to fight back in every way possible, because we're being attacked in every way possible. You know, it's as simple as that. It's like physics. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. And the problem is, we now have the burden of responsibility, given the information that we're bestowed with, to be that equal and opposite reaction. And a lot of people, they don't want to take that responsibility on their shoulders because, hey, what if I fail? And I say, well, you know, failure is a good thing because it means that you learn something.
You know, you're exactly right. A lot of us are inadvertent activists or involuntarily put in this position because we've done some investigating and found the truth, and now you feel compelled because of the gravity of the situation, basically the extinction of humanity as a species. I don't see what would be more important than that, but feel compelled to not be activists, to not do what we do here on UnitedWeStrike.com, because others are not willing to do what we do. And what we've got to try to do is plant those seeds again so that others will be empowered to be able to help themselves. And then, like you say, connecting with each other, help their neighbors, because that's how we get past all this, building communities again with the people that, you know, can help each other.
Yeah, I mean, and if you've got big overarching agendas like freeing humanity from the clutches of the evil bankster-controlled A New World Order, then basically you only need to focus on a small amount at a time because you're one human being, okay? There is a limited amount that you can do. However, what I find is that when you're linking up with other people, they facilitate all of those things that you can't do for yourself. Okay, that's what real partnerships are really about. My producer, for example, Mitch Santel, somewhat fabulous producer of the Vinnie Eastwood Show, he's been in talk radio for 15 years, and my show isn't even up to its 10th month yet. And he's been showing me things to do every single day to improve how I come across on radio, how I can market myself, how I can do all the things that I would have no idea how to do myself. And he's only one of, say, probably about 100 mentors or something that I have globally who I constantly learn things from. And this is what people really need to do, is that people who support you deserve your time. People who criticize you, people who don't want to help you, people who just kind of listen and then don't actually put anything into action, they're the ones who don't deserve your time, okay? You need to understand this, and you need to understand this very, very quickly, because you only have a limited amount of time in this plane of existence, okay? Don't spend it with people who don't inspire you. Don't spend it with people who don't teach you anything. Spend it with the people who really, really got something going, okay? Because you'll be surprised how much that they contribute to your life. Just being able to spend time with good, nice, wonderful people. Don't allow yourself to be discouraged by the family members who don't believe you and think you're a conspiracy theorist. Don't allow yourself to be discouraged by thinking, oh, none of my friends are my friends anymore because of what they're talking about. They weren't your friends in the first place, okay? At best, they were drinking buddies. You know?
Right. And I agree with you. We're going to have to wrap here, Vinny. So, if you got any closing thoughts for our audience as we close out this hour?
Yeah, we have to work together, and not only in the U.S., but all over the world, including Switzerland.
Well, thanks for joining us today here at UnitedWeStrike.com. Sorry we couldn't get Kendra Arneson on for you folks. We'll try next month. She has a real good story to tell. I've heard her say it. She's a very credible witness to what's going on in the Gulf. Apologize for that. Stick around. We'll be right back. I'll come back and host the next hour with you, and we'll be talking about Morgellons and what it is. Thanks, Vinny, for joining us today. Look forward to having
you're listening to UnitedWeStrike.com radio. Don't buy. Don't comply. Ask why. UnitedWeStrike.com radio.